All right, boys and girls, this is our Pick'em, and before we get started, you need to go check out all of our wonderful sponsors. You need to check out Dive Bomb Industries, Pacific Calls, Boss Shot Shell, Shin Gear Waiters, Dirty Duck Coffee, Lucky Duck, Looking Glass Duck Club Podcast. Those boys are always funny. Gundog Outdoors, Take Care of That Pooch, Goose Creek Retrievers. If you've got a question about training your pooch, then Mr. Matt Peel is the guy to hit up. Bangtail Whiskey, Eyesight Drones, and Stanford Hunt Outfitters. Ladies and gentlemen, it is week one in the NFL, and this is our first pick'em for the 2021 NFL season. A lot of tough matchups, so we'll see how it all shakes out. This year we've changed the format just a little bit. We've got a lock of the week, which will, if you miss it, it will take away 2 points, and then we've also got our upset of the week like we did last year. So, anyway, adding a little bit of variation to it. Also, if you want to compete in a league against us, a pick'em league, and we've also got a survivor pool league, it's in our podcast group. I made a post about it on how you can enter. It's $20 per league, and each week you'll have a pick'em. And then in the survivor pool, you pick one team that you think's going to guaranteed to win. And then if you miss, you're out. And then all the money will go to one person at the end of the year. So anyway, if you want to play against us, that is one way to do it. We hope you enjoy it. Here we go. Week one.
Those notes for later?
Yes. Three pages.
All righty, here we go. 3, 2.
Boom, and welcome to the Big Honker Podcast, brought to you by Bangtail Whiskey. This is our first of 18 weeks in a row of football pick'ems.
Be more than that. We'll do playoffs, Super Bowl, Pro Bowl.
So this is the first of 2,304 weekends of fucking football. Thank God football season starts. Don't give two shits about their social injustices. It's about my entertainment.
That is what it is about.
Yep. My entertainment. So our guest.
Dance, monkey dance.
Yep. You're going to get in trouble for that shit, boy. You done fucked up again. Our guest picker today is Harry Steen. We will pick a guest. We'll have a guest picker each week. The rules this year are we're going to have two minus two. We got to do a lock of the week, and if you get it wrong, you lose 2 points.
If you botch it, you minus two for the week.
And then we have our pick'em of the week, which is our upset of the week, and you get plus two on it, and then we go through the stats. So
last year we just did plus one.
Plus one. This year it counts as two if you win. The same thing, it's plus one. It counts as two if you win your pick'em. It's the same math, Andy.
If you say so.
It is. We're not going to get into math.
You know, that's not my strong suit.
Definitely. Anyways, here we go. We're going to start with the first game. Harry, are you ready?
Oh, yeah, I'm ready.
I'll go first this week, and then next week, whoever's winning will go first. If the guest picker has got – whoever is leading each week will be the have to make the first picks.
Seeing as Harry is our guest picker, it's probably going to be one of us that's leading.
You know, I did see where your boy Ramondre Stevens is in their mix now.
Yeah, and you know how a thief is, you know. Just
that was a good pick. That was a good heads up, Harry. I'm glad glad we were sharing in the draft. After all, I gave you your first pick, so.
I was one ahead of you. That's the only reason I got here.
I know, and that's the only reason you took Josh Allen.
Okay, here we go. First pick, Dallas and Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay is favorite. I am going to take the Dallas Cowboys in upset.
Really? Is that your upset of the week?
That's my upset of the week.
Wow, you got a lot of faith.
I
8.5 points?
The motherfucker's 57 years old on the other team quarterbacking, and I'm taking the Dallas Cowboys in a shootout, 51-48.
But this is your upset. Yep, Jesus upset. Christ.
You know what the line is on that?
51.5.
Yeah, that's crazy. I think it's going to go way over. Dallas's offense, if they're anywhere like they were when Dak was there, even if he gets points at the end of the game, Dallas is going to score 30 points probably. So I'm taking the Cowboys in a major upset.
Harry, I will let you go next since you're our guest. Since Jeff jumped out in front of you, very, very unprofessional-like, you can go next.
I said I was going to go first since it's a first
That's okay. Week. I mean, if you want to jump out in front of people, that's fine.
Hey, he won last year, so.
Thank you.
Did you? In this?
I think I wanted everything, Andy.
Oh, okay. Go ahead, Harry.
I'll go with Tampa Bay, even though the Cowboys are my team.
Cowboys are not my team, but I'm picking them to upset.
I think Tampa Bay's going to win it.
Tampa Bay, that is my lock of the week.
That's your lock, okay.
It's a lock. Lock it down, Jeff. So one of us
is going to have a big lead on the other one.
Is going to get ahead just right off that game. Yep. We'll know tonight.
Okay, Philly at Atlanta.
Atlanta's a favorite.
I'm going to take Atlanta because I have no clue what to expect out of Philly.
That's true. Atlanta.
Atlanta, huh? Okay. And Jalen Hurts is out, right? Is that what I saw?
I didn't know that.
What were you telling me?
Ertz?
Zach Ertz?
Oh, he's been out for 2 years.
I'm going to go Philly. Philly. Philly cheesesteak. My favorite, my home away from home, Jeff.
Yeah, with no cheese. Who the fuck orders a Philly cheesesteak with no cheese? That's hard to fuck up. I thought boy, that motherfucker's weird.
He got a shitty sandwich is what he got.
Motherfucker must be lactose intolerant.
He loves meat and bread.
Pittsburgh and Buffalo. They got some really good games this week.
6.5 for Buffalo.
Buffalo.
Yeah, Buffalo.
Buffalo all the way across, Jeffrey.
Minnesota at Cincinnati. Minnesota's favorite.
Yep.
Damn. I'm going to take Minnesota.
They said Minnesota's defense is a lot better.
Mm-hmm. Who are you taking here?
Sure.
Minnesota.
I'm going to go Cincinnati. That's my upset. Just to make things spicy.
San Francisco at Detroit. That is my fucking lock of the week.
Is that also who you picked in the Survivor pool?
Yes.
It is?
That's my Survivor pick.
49ers.
Niners.
If they lose to fucking Detroit with Jared Goff, who I do have as my second fantasy quarterback in our two team, because I think they're going to be behind a bunch.
My pick of Garoppolo is going to be short-lived if they lose to Detroit.
That's exactly right. He will be done. If they lose to him, they'll be like, fucking pull that motherfucker out.
And then Blake, I think, has got Trey Lance, so... Blake's probably hoping for it.
I think Garoppolo will be their quarterback most of the year.
I hope you're right, because he's my third quarterback, and I got Big Ben. So, anyway.
Arizona at Tennessee. I'm going to take Tennessee.
Tennessee.
Remember, you still got to do a lock and upset.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I am going to go Tennessee. I don't want y'all to get too far ahead of me.
Seattle. At Indy, I'm taking Seattle.
Is Wentz playing?
Yes.
He is? Okay.
I'm going to take Indy, and that's my upset.
There it is. I will go Seattle.
The L.A. Chargers, you notice I got it right this time.
I'm proud of you.
Against the Washington Redskins.
This is even. Washington
No. Chargers are favored by one on the point. I'm looking at the stats. Zero. The one I went by hasn't won. We're going to go by this one every week.
Okay.
Chargers are favored by one. It doesn't matter if nobody's taking this upset anyways. I'm going to take the Redskins.
The football team.
Whatever the fuck they are.
Washington.
Football team all the way across.
New York Jets at Carolina. I'm taking Carolina.
Yeah, it's hard to beat the running back, Carolina.
Carolina.
Jacksonville at Houston. Jacksonville is favored. Fuck, what a shit show of a game here.
Be on CBS.
You know, Houston has a guy that they were hired. He was the wide receiver coach at Kansas City when their wide receiver did not score a touchdown for the whole season. Mm-hmm. First time in the history of the world that's ever happened. He was the running backs coach for somebody when the running backs fucking sucked. Then he was the head coach. He was a wide receivers coach for Baltimore for 2 years when their fucking wide receiver sucked. And then they hired him as a head coach at Houston. So I assume he's going to suck. So I'm going to go with Urban Meyer, who's done nothing but win everywhere he's been.
Jacksonville?
Yep.
Jacksonville for Harry. I'm going to take Jacksonville also.
So Jacksonville across the board.
Yeah, and I don't feel great. What's going to be interesting to see is I don't remember. I've already done my Pick'em and Survivor pool.
Mm-hmm.
What's going to be interesting to see is if they differ at all, because I'm sure they do, because I don't remember who I picked.
I have no idea either, Andy.
You don't know who you picked in your Survivor pool either?
Yes.
I mean, in your in the Pick'em.
I picked fucking San Francisco to win both games.
No, in the Pick'em with Cold Iron.
You pick every team.
I understand. But what's going to be interesting is if I go to that and the two different.
Okay, yeah. No, I don't.
Because I did mine 2 days ago, and I don't remember who I picked.
Yeah, I'm sure I picked some different things.
So there's also
that. I picked Tampa Bay in that one, I think.
If you want to do a pick 'em with us for money, we have in the podcast group, you can do that. Pay Mr. Cold Iron $20 per league. We've got a pick 'em and a survivor pool. So didn't mean to derail the podcast. But
well, it's a little late now.
Go ahead,
Jeff. I got to have entered today.
It's going to be out today.
Okay. Cleveland at Kansas City. I'm taking the Browns.
What?
Yep. The only way you win in these fucking deals is go off the cuff. Cleveland played Kansas City really tough in that playoffs last year, really tough. And I think somebody fumbled the ball or something towards the end of the game. Cleveland has a lot of talent, maybe the most talented roster in football outside of Tampa Bay. They have great defensive backs. Miles Garrett's a bad motherfucker.
Boy, would that be a shot across the
ball. Now, Kansas City did sign that Brown guy as a tackle, and that's going to help them a bunch. But Cleveland can score some points. They've got a good football team, and they can run the ball a lot. And
is that the biggest line? 54 is what it says right there.
The over-under is 54 on it? Yeah, probably so. Yeah, that's probably going to be it.
50 on Monday night. Yeah, so that's going to be the biggest line.
So I'm going to take Cleveland. I'm not making them my upset because I think the Cowboys. So I'm going off the cuff a couple times. I took Cleveland and fucking Dallas. There ain't nobody in the world taking Cleveland and Dallas this week.
I am taking Kansas City. I'm going conventional.
Kansas City.
I'm going to take that as just plus one for Andy.
Miami at New England. I'm taking New England.
New England.
New England. I'm going to start running back.
Andy's running back also. Green Bay at New Orleans. Green Bay.
Green Bay. Go, Pat, go. -4 for Green Bay.
It'd have to be Green Bay. I don't know who the quarterback's going to be.
It's Jameis Winston. I think he's going to be good, too.
The line's 50 on that one. 50 points over and under.
New Orleans has a really good defense, and so does Green Bay, though, too. But I think that, yeah. Denver at New York Giants.
That's a tough one.
I'm going to take the G-men.
Saquon's on a limited snap count. He's got a quick turnaround. He plays Thursday night of week two. So I'm going Broncos.
Broncos.
Chicago at the Rams. The Rams.
I'm going to go Rams, but like, they're favored to go to the Super Bowl. Some people are picking them to go to the Super Bowl.
I picked them to the Super Bowl.
I don't.
They got the best defense in football. The best. They have the best player in the NFL, maybe. No. Aaron Donald, arguably, is the best player in football.
Yeah, I'll go with that.
And they got Jalen Ramsey, who is the best defensive back.
Goes to Tampa Bay.
No.
Yes.
Look it up. Last year, the Rams had the best fucking defense. They gave up the least amount of points.
I don't give a shit about last year, Jeff. What
makes you think that the Tampa Bay's defense is better than the Rams?
They've gelled, Jeff. They won a Super Bowl.
And who wins two Super Bowls in a row? When's the last team to win two Super Bowls in a row?
Probably Tom Brady.
Okay, when? That's the question.
The 2000s?
What year?
In his career?
What when?
Was it 03, 04?
Yeah, that's how long it's been since we've had. That's almost 20 years.
Perfect.
So I'm telling
everything runs in a 20-year cycle. We talked about this yesterday,
well,
Jeff.
The Tampa Bay will not win the Super Bowl again this year. It just don't happen. Something will happen. First of all, they get one injury to one old fucker, and they're in trouble. And that may not happen.
He doesn't get hit.
He doesn't very often. But I picked the Rams to go to Super Bowl. I can't stand the Rams. I almost like the Dallas Cowboys more. It would be a tough choice. But Aaron Donald's the best defensive player in the league, maybe the best player in the league. Jalen Ramsey's the best shutdown guy in the league. They're really good. And so that's why people are picking them. Plus, they're going to have a good offense. Matthew Stafford's a big improvement over Jared Goff.
We'll see.
Anyway, Harry, Harry's going Rams.
Yeah. And do we go by the team that's got the best running back? Because Tampa Bay and the Rams both have fucked up backfields.
We were talking defense, but.
Well, they got to score, though, too. And Chris Godwin's already having quad issues now.
Glad I didn't pick him.
Okay. And Monday Night Football. The Baltimore Ravens, with the most overrated quarterback in the NFL, against the Los Angeles Raiders. Las Vegas Raiders. God almighty.
It's not trigonometry, Jeff. It's 50-50.
I'm taking the Raiders.
Ravens, Baltimore.
That's my lock, Ravens.
Ravens are the lock.
All right, folks. We'll sit back here next week, and you can hear how bad we fucked this all up.
Anyways, there were a lot of close – there were a lot of, like, 50-50 games.
A hard matchup.
I remember when I did the – plug it again – the pick'em with the league that we're in with Nate Coldiron in the podcast group, which you can also join if you go do it right now. There were a lot of games where I was like, ooh, shit, this could easily go either way. So, yeah. Anyway, I'm excited. This is our escape. I know a lot of people are like, where the fuck are you watching football? Well, it's really my only hobby. So I get to hunt for a living. So that's ruined for me. I don't get to hunt as a hobby. I do it as a profession. So,
well, I am a I took a lot of chances on this one. Something's going to hit on it.
Something will hit.
Something, one of them three is going to hit. All right. Thank y'all for listening.
Go check out all of our sponsors. Check out Shin Gear Waiters, Dive Bomb Industries, Boss Shot Shells, Pacific Calls, Dirty Duck Coffee, Lucky Duck, everybody needs a spinner, Looking Glass Duck Club Podcast, Gun Dog Outdoors, Goose Creek Retrievers, Bangtail Whiskey, Eyesight Drone Service, and Sanford Hunting Outfitters.